feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints and then I smoke two more.
You're listening to Goober and Gooch on Anaheim Nights. We make people come butt-ass naked.
Hey everybody, welcome to Anaheim Nights. With the K this time, we are changing the name of the show. Why? Because we can. I'm all I am Señor El Goober, and this is Gucci McD, the Gooch.
Hey, what's up everybody? Yeah, I'm Gooch.
He's Gooch. Say you're Gooch.
I'm Gooch.
And I'm Goober.
So and I'm Gooch.
Yeah, so people aren't confused about who is who because
wait, I'm confused now. Who am I?
Come on, man. Don't even fuck with me. I'm not even that buzzed yet.
Are you sure? Because it was kind of odd that you asked me about the sign. Okay, so one of our little inside jokes, I guess, on the show is that we have to turn on the load modification sign. And we physically do turn it on. It's not a joke, but obviously our listeners can't tell if it's on because it's audio only. But in some of our vlogs, I think it comes out. But anyways, we do turn it on. And we say it for the sake of the show, like, hey, did you turn it on? Like, you know, that means our show started. But me and Goober were just talking, like just getting ready for the show. And we're like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to talk about this. And, you know, let's just get ready, dude. You know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is what happened to me this week, et cetera, et cetera. He's like, all right. I'm like, dude, let's just get started. He's like, okay, turn on the sign. I'm like, it's only a joke for the show. Do you really, like, need me to turn it on? So it's funny, man.
It's kind of like a good luck thing now, dude. It's like a good luck charm, dude. It's like,
so?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, I mean, okay, so we do not have an on-air situation. People ask me, dude, like, when you guys do your show, where do you guys do it? Like, if it's some great mystery, dude.
It's in the Batcave.
That's what I say. It's in the Batcave. And they're like, how do you do it in the Batcave? We set up the fucking computer.
We kidnap fucking Batman. Stitch me in. And now we turn it into a nightclub.
No, and like I told them, I was like, dude, we just, you know, do it at my fucking buddy's house. And we set up all the equipment and we just start recording. It's not a big deal. Microphones are easily to move. And, yeah, you know, it's not like it's a big deal. We're not professionals.
We pre-talk for like 2 minutes max.
We just go like, what are you going to talk about? This. What am I going to talk about? That. Okay, let's improvise.
Let's go.
That's it. I mean, this show is raw as fuck. And I was going to try to control my language, but obviously that's not
going
to
happen.
Okay, I'm
sorry. I was going to say a bad word, but instead I just let my anger out.
Okay, I'd rather you cuss, because if you pocket hog the show, it's just going to be you groaning every 15 seconds. Groaning. It's just going to be like, and today's topic will be this, and then you'll be like you in the background, like, what the hell? But yeah, so
we
do this at the Batcave. We are, it's just raw, raunchy. You gotta
it's
eventually,
our fucking show.
I'm all
pissed. I'm just messing, but we all have a good time.
What happened to my... Hey, dude, did you ever find my hat?
Yeah, I did find it. It, for some odd reason, it was, like, in the back of the house. Like, you know where you keep, like, all your, like, shit that just...
Is like, it destroyed?
No.
Oh, dude.
I think. But it's, like, it's definitely in the back of the house. For some odd reason, it's just, like, back there. Like, we keep, like, all some, like, random stuff back there. You know, like, what you keep in your garage?
Yeah.
But your garage is a little full, so you keep it, like, in the back of your house? Yeah. I don't know how I ended up back there, man.
You're probably your dog, boo.
The dog. No. It was literally on a place that was a little high up, like above some stuff. I have no idea how I ended up back there. I was telling everybody, hey, search for Goober's hat. He loves that hat. He's a bitch for the hat. And they're like, I'm looking. And pretty much I was back there.
At least it's
on the way to the backyard, to the tree house, which I built, by the way, with the help of my uncle. Well, me and him. And I just saw it, and I was like, hey, that looks like Goober's hat. Wait a second. That is Goober's hat. Let me save it.
You're an ass cheek.
For him.
Because I do love my hat, alright? So fuck you. It has Mickey Mouse on it, so shut up.
This guy only texts me a couple, the only thing he texts me about is like, hey, when are we going to podcast? And the other thing is, where's my hat? Not how are you doing? How's feeling? You know, are you okay, buddy? I want to talk, or you know how things are going. No, it's are we gonna podcast today? And where's my hat, bitch?
Well, now I have my hat, and now we're podcasting, so we can talk about each other's emotions and feelings. Like when you, hey, you're talking shit on my hat. What about the fit that you threw over your jacket?
Yeah.
Pocket Hulk didn't stay in the pocket that time.
I missed my jacket, man. I'm sad about that now.
Dude, it's just a regular sweater that you...
Fuck you! No! No! No, sir! Don't you say that! Don't you dare say that!
It's like
that.
One of those 99 cent jackets that you just bought a patch for and just staved it on there.
Oh, that's how it is now, huh? Well, just for your information, it was just a 99 cent jacket and I put on the patch, which I bought at a different time. But I love that jacket because it was awesome. I wore it like every day, like anywhere where I needed a jacket, I wore a freaking jacket.
So let me guess, I bet you it got lost or stolen in one of your drunk escapades.
No.
That means yes.
Damn. Dude, I wish that was the fucking truth. No, an old friend of ours was in town. We haven't seen him for like 6 months because he moved upstate to go to college. Anyways, he was back in town just for the weekend, so we're like, hey, let's go get some drinks. We went out to the local bars, had a good time, and then I ended up I was just like, oh, dude, it's fucking hot. So I took off my jacket, and I always hide it, like, in, like, you know, where no one's going to be there. No one's ever going to look, and I just, like, fucking hit it, because I was like, I'm not going to carry this thing around, right? So now I was just like, all right, I'll hide it. And then at night, we keep drinking, and it's just like, you know, we lose track because we're catching up on old shit, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, talking about Pocket... Oh, we hung out with the guy that gave me the nickname Pocket Hulk. Pocket Hulk.
Oh, okay.
So pretty much that's why, you know?
Okay.
So anyways, then at night, we're like all closing out tabs, and we go over there and go looking for my damn jacket.
That's probably why you get into half of the shit you get into.
I look for my jacket. Nowhere to be found, and I'm just like upset. I'm like, if it was a nice jacket, yeah, I'd steal it myself. I don't give a fuck, yeah. But it's a fucking piece of shit Walmart jacket with a patch on it. And who likes the patch mode at one of these bars? Nobody. Everybody loves hip hop and this bullshit.
Hey,
right?
Watch your mouth, son.
Oh, my bad. But anyways, nobody likes the patch mode like I do.
And guess obviously, what?
No,
because
fuck
when it
that
happened,
noise.
Because when it happened, how many songs of them did you put on your Facebook? Like. You had to go on your whole fucking binge drink, and you had to put, like every fucking hit that they ever had that you ever liked, you had to post it on your FB. And everybody had to know that you were upset that you lost your $10 jacket.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
It's alcohol, man. How many times does alcohol get us into shit?
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I was so freaking butthurt. Like, I don't know, man. They took it. I was like, who the hell would take my jacket? And they... Chicken, it's gone forever. And
obviously, they like the Depeche Mode more than you.
I'm jacketless now, man. I mean, I have more jackets, but this is not the same. It's just not the same.
Your life cannot move on without that jacket.
No. You remember how excited I was when I told you about it?
It's in the vlog. I had to fucking... I had to actually stop and just record you bitching about your jacket for like a minute. Like, my vlog is supposed to be my vlog, but it had like a 2-minute segment of you going like, my bag.
Okay, so out of your like 300 hours of gooberness, yeah, I can't have 2 minutes. I can't have 2 minutes of gooch. I'm gooch, by the way. But I can't have two
minutes. And I'm goober.
You know? And we approve this message.
Yes. We approve this podcast and we approve all kinds of other things. I'm telling you, dude, alcohol makes us do some fucking stupid shit, man. But, I mean, when are we ever going to stop drinking? It's not like it's going to happen.
Oh, no, man. An alcoholic for life, man.
I'm not a fucking alcoholic. I'm a drunk, dude. Do you know the difference between an alcoholic and a drunk?
No. What's the difference?
An alcoholic can't control his drinking. I just choose not to.
Yeah.
It took you a second.
Yes. Yes, listeners. It took me a second. Yes, I am a drunk. Right now, actually, we're doing something a little bit chill tonight. You know, it's actually just Gooch and Goober. I'm Gooch. And we get started before the whole crew comes over, and we actually invite a lot of people. There's gonna be a big after party, and before the whole audience thing going on. Yeah, that's my phone texting me. So we thought we'd just get a little started a little bit early, so maybe like as they're coming in, we you know, we're halfway done or whatever. But we wanted to keep it just a little sensual between me and Goober tonight.
Sensual?
Yes.
And then you fucking have heart attacks over the fact that I say we're heterosexual. You trip on that, but then you say that we're having...
That was our first episode.
And then that's when you trip that we're... Now you're fucking saying that we're having a sensual moment.
Yes, it is. It's very touchy. It's heart-filled. But anyways, we just thought, you know, it'd just be us. And you know, so anyways, people are texting her. But we are going to have an audience members coming over
eventually.
Tonight. And then, as we always do, is we end up continuing the party after the podcast is over and just sometimes get obliterated. That's a nice story.
No, it's a recurring fucking thing. It's like, as soon as people started showing up to the show, it's like by the end of every Friday, we're completely hammered.
That's true.
We wake up Sunday morning going like, what the fuck happened to Saturday?
Yeah, but you know what? It's funny because then like the next day you wake up and you're like, what the hell was I doing last night? And they're like, wait, I text somebody. I text people or something like that. You ever do that where you just get drunk and you start texting people?
Yeah.
That is just...
I've gotten drunk texts from your ass, and I don't understand anything you're fucking saying.
I'm like, you heart, you love you.
M&M donuts. Like, what? Like, what do you mean you heart me M&M donuts? Like, what? Like,
what I mean is, I love M&M donuts and getting them with you.
I feel special. I feel special. Yeah, dude, I've gotten drunk texts from fucking people. I've gotten drunk calls and drunk texts. But drunk texts are funny because, like, they think that they're saying what they're thinking, but they're not. Because
what?
Because I've gotten
people... You almost made me spit out my beer. I'm sorry. What? I think I don't understand any of that.
All right. People fucking text me. I've gotten drunk texts. And I've drunk texts. And I'll tell you my drunk text story in a second because you're going to laugh your ass off. But I got a drunk text where, like, this person, they got completely obliterated. They had to make sure to tell me that it was Everclear what they were drinking. I don't understand why. I mean, you could have just told me.
Why is it important?
You could have just told me you're completely hammered. Besides the point that I can already tell that you're completely gone. But, so, yeah, dude. So, they text me and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, it's fucking, like, 2 in the morning.
I'm
fucking sleeping.
Motherfucker.
Like, what do you want me to do? Like, and they're like, so, can you call me? And I was like, right now? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, I'm like, text me for a bit so I can wake up properly. And so they're texting me, and like, none of it makes sense. They just keep repeating that they're drunk and that they had fun with their friends and that they're out and about and that they miss you. And I'm just like, thank you.
Awesome. You should have invited me to go out with
you,
motherfucker.
You should have told me you want to come and kick it with us. And I would have been on the same level that you were.
You could have been both drunk talking instead of drunk texting, right?
You could have been drunk talking instead of drunk texting. Like, come on, man. You should have just invited me.
The thing I hate about drunk texting is that there's always extra letters everywhere. There's extra Q's and shit.
and some words are just mashed.
Yeah, it's like, god damn, it's like...
No,
I understand.
You want to know one of my drunk texting stories?
What's up, man?
Okay, remember Boobers?
Yes, of course.
Boobers drunk texted me,
yeah.
But I was drunk. I was already drunk, so I drunk texted back, and so we were drunk texting each other, and like, I guess in my mind when I sent it, it took her too long to reply. So I would send her the same shit like 10 fucking times.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like, I'm fucking drunk. Man. I'm fucking drunk. You want a beer? I'm fucking drunk. And they just kept telling me, why don't you come over? Why don't you come over? I can't. I'm drunk. I can't drive.
It's one of those things is when you're drunk, you want the person, you're texting them, but you want them there now. Like magically, the fuck appear right now. Like, you don't even care for the safety of anybody or, like, how you get here or anything. You're like, you need to be here now and right next to me so I can drunk talk you.
So we can drunk talk instead of drunk text. Oh, man. Yeah, dude. And, like, that one time she came and kicked this, she's like, why did you fucking text me the same shit over and over and over again? You just kept telling me that you were drunk and that you wanted food. And I was like, I was drunk. I was drunk and I wanted food. And I needed you to know right now.
God,
yeah,
that's hilarious.
It is funny, man. We fucking do some dumb shit when we're drunk.
Yeah, we do. Well, you know what? You know what? And speaking of drunk, I tend to do it a lot. It's one of my favorite pastimes. But
being drunk, that's good. I like that. It's one of our favorite pastimes. We're gonna clinky to that because that was a good line.
Thank you. So I was just, you know, stumbling. And if you guys don't know what stumble is, you're idiots. No. It's actually pretty awesome. It just gives you random sites of based on what you like. Like, if you're into, like, art history or politics or just gooberness and gooch, like, like, you choose the topics you like, and then you click and then you preset it. And then you just click a button that says stumble, and it'll take you randomly to one of your presets.
well, apparently our audience thinks that they could just get up and play pool, but it's cool. So if you hear that shit in the background, it's just because all our people are playing pool. I'm telling you, you think that we don't party and shit when we're doing this, but we party. It's just, I mean, it is a bat cave.
We're not actually partying. Is Goober in the with his left hand like moving like moving stuff around? He's like, throw the ball. No. Actually, so we were solo, but finally our producer is over here, and Bianca, so. And then we're waiting for the rest of the audience members to come on over. Well, they're not audience tonight, because I told them just to come to the after party. But, yeah. You know.
I'm pretty sure there'll be a couple people that they'll bring.
That's true. But if you'd like to be a part of the audience, please call 1-800. Fuck you. No, I'm just joking. Please join us.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you can just come and hang out with us, you know, just have a drink.
Being a part of the audience is actually awesome because we do drink, talk shit, play pool. There's a little dog that rolls around, and you know we're gonna cook him up for carnitas one of these days. But you know.
Yeah, fuck that dog.
I can't believe that's my dog you're talking about.
I don't give a fuck. Oh, before we get into your stages of drunkenness, mm-hmm. I want to say the quote of the day.
Okay, I like to hear
the quote of the day. You gotta tell me who said it, and if you said it, we'll give you a T-shirt.
Free T-shirt.
Okay.
Nice.
The quote of the day is. Everybody has an idol.
Whoa. No. First person to get back to us and say.
Okay, yeah, the first person to get back to us. Okay, yeah.
A lot of people are going to be like, I know who that is. Google.
Okay, yeah, exactly. All right, but the quote is, everybody has an idol. My idol is me. Sometimes I wake up 4 or 5 hours, you know, early just so I can spend more time with myself.
Sounds like masturbating.
It almost does, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. I don't know, man. I can't guess who it is.
Well, that's why they got to guess. I'll give you a hint. It's a comedian.
Jeez. No. Still not going to know.
Yeah. Well, get into your stages of drunkenness.
All right. Fine. We'll get into our stages of drunkenness. All right. So I found this off Stumble. Blah, blah. I already talked about it. All right. Stage one, titled Smart. This is when you suddenly become an expert on every subject in the known universe. You know when everything and want to pass your knowledge to anyone who will listen. At this age, you're always right. And of course, the person you talk to is wrong. This is very fucking true. This makes an interesting argument when both parties are smart.
Drunkenness. Yes, very much so. And that happens a lot. All right, this is stage two. This is when you're good looking. This is when you realize that you're the best looking person around in this entire bar or Batcave. Everybody fancies you. You can go up to them, to a perfect stranger, knowing that they fancy you and they really want to talk to you. Bear in mind that you're completely fucking drunk, but yet still smart. So you can talk to this person about any subject under the sun and it's going to be A-okay.
Alright, stage three. Rich. This is when you suddenly become the richest person in the world. You can buy drinks for the entire bar because you have an armored fucking truck full of money parked outside the bar. You can also make bets at this stage because, of course, you're still smart. So naturally, you will win your bets. It doesn't matter how much you bet because you're rich, motherfucker. I'm rich, bitch. You also buy drinks for everyone that you fancy. Which is very true. You meet some girl, you're like, oh, let me go buy you some drinks. And yeah, here, it's on me. Fuck that noise.
And then you're like fucking, you know, like 500 deep in your pocket and shit.
Yeah, right?
All right, stage four is bulletproof. Ooh. This is fucking Gooch.
That's how
Gooch
I got.
Gooch McD is stage four every time.
Right? That's right. Producer, is that not how I got my nickname from Avelino? Pocket Hulk.
Yeah, he thinks he wears a fucking bulletproof vest or something.
I know. All right. It's because I'm the smallest one out of the group. For some reason, I'm the most angriest. So that's where that came from. But continue.
Okay. In stage four, you are now ready to fight anyone and everyone, especially those with whom you have been betting or arguing.
Yeah, that's me.
Because you're rich. This is because nothing can hurt you. At this point, you can also go up to the partners of people who fancy you and challenge them to battle of wits or money. You have no fear of losing this battle because you are smart, you are rich, and of course you are better looking than them anyway.
Hell yeah! That's so me because I just get a little drunk and I just want to fight people, especially like Marines or fucking just random people on the street. Which I apologize for past, you know, people who know what we're talking about. Those people that are there, I apologize.
Fuck you, yes. I missed my juice.
All right. Stage five, my favorite. Well, I don't know. It's a good tie between four and five. Because being Pocket Hulk is fun. Stage five, invisible. This is the final stage of drunkenness. At this point, you can do anything because no one else can see you. You're fucking invisible. You can dance on a table to impress the people who fancy. Because of the rest of the people in the room can't see you. You're also invisible to the person who wants to fight you. You can walk through the street singing at the top of your lungs because no one else can hear you and because you're still smart and you know all the words.
That's dope.
Being invisible is like the most fucking awesome shit ever. Nobody.
And you know that there's always one of these stages in the group. There's always one person that's gonna be one of these stages.
That's true. But the funny thing is, like, when you go through all five, that's always the best.
That means that you're fucking.
I usually get to stage four. You're just
one fucking record and shit.
I usually get to stage four, and then someone put me in my place in a negative way. And then that's pretty much it.
And that's the end of the night.
Stage five is very seldom, and it's gotta be a complete drunkenness, like on my birthday, like just gone, and who gives a fuck about the world? You can do anything. I can run naked, and nobody can see me.
Apparently, but when you started glowing in the dark, people fucking noticed.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Don't look then, jerk.
Last episode.
Okay.
That shit's already up, bro.
I know.
Alright, but I got our fucking Yahoo answers for the day to, you know, close out the show. Okay. Hopefully we stayed on topic this show.
Hey, I'm Gooch.
Oh yeah, and I'm Goober.
And we approve this podcast.
Whatever, dude. People send us shit and what can we say?
Yeah.
Alright, well here's the question.
Let's listen before we judge.
Oh.
Dude, let's keep an open mind about this one, okay? All right. I feel we're too judgmental. Let's keep an open mind.
This is the caption and the main question. Hi, I'm a jealous hater. Yeah.
What the fuck? What an intro. I'm a jealous hater, bitch.
Like, okay, that's not even a fucking question. Please, when you send us these shits, make it a question so that we understand the gibberish that you're sending us.
and then explain.
Yeah, okay, but they do explain.
But we're not judging.
Okay, no. But they do explain. I give them that they explain. And so during his relationship, he met this other girl that he says.
But he's a jealous hater.
Yeah, he's a jealous hater. But he met another girl. It'll explain.
Okay, let's continue.
Let me read it.
Let's do that.
All right. He said he was in a relationship, and that he met this oh my god perfect looking chick, and that apparently, she was into him, and several mutual friends have told him the same thing. But he was in a relationship. Now, a few weeks later, about 3 months, okay, a few weeks is like three to four.
That's 2 to 3, buddy. A few means 2 to 3.
He said not three months. Not 3 months, exactly. And then he was single. And so him and this perfect-looking chick texted and talked all the time. And they went out a couple times, okay?
But does that mean two or fucking 16?
I don't know. He doesn't specify. Okay, now things started slowing down because he works and he goes to school, and so does she. And apparently that's not good because he's not being able to give her, and she's not giving him, the attention that he deserves.
So he's not getting enough dick suck.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying, is that really what he's bitching about?
Well, let me fucking finish before you learn.
We're not judging.
No, not at all. He says that this girl is flawless, not just looks, that she's funny and blah, 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 blah. And but he's seen her hanging around with her friends, and that there's always a guy rubbernecking.
What does rubbernecking mean?
You know, like when a girl passes by and you do the fucking look back, and like in the music video that we fucking did.
Oh,
you know how we double take?
Yeah, we're like, is that really what they call it?
Yeah, it's called rubbernecking.
That sounds like
neck breaking.
Oh, neck breaking.
Yeah.
That sounds like choking a chicken, which means something else.
Yes.
Like, I'm just throwing that out there. This sound to me, when I heard it, I just thought that.
Okay.
We're not judging, though.
No, we're not judging. And that these dudes flirt and whistle, and they piss him off. And he admits it. But he can't really say shit because he's too busy to be in a relationship. And he can't stop being such a hater.
What?
It pisses him off that it seems like all her friends are dudes. And he rolls his eyes. You're fucking gay. Okay, I don't want people bitching at me and telling me that to do something about it. I can't claim a girl. Yes, you cannot. Likewise, I can't go getting hella attached to her either because I've set myself up for heartbreak 2 times. Because you're fucking stupid.
Hella, he's from the north. Yeah. North Cali.
I just can't take it. I just want a few words to know what to do. Some encouragement. Tell me something that'll, you know, at least calm me down and maybe see things differently than how I see them as them.
Sir?
Maybe just know I'm upset after seeing her getting chatted up by two grinning face D-bags. God.
We'll make some D-bags because they're grinning.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, first of all, this guy, fucking grow some fucking balls, dub. So being so fucking insecure. Jesus Christ. You know
no,
what?
No, it's not that he's insecure.
No, he is. No, fuck that noise. Oh, yeah, my this girl that I like, he's talking to all these guys. Well, you're not in a relationship. Get the fuck over it. Even if she actually was flirting with those guys, too bad. She's not your fucking girl, dude. She's not your girlfriend. If she was, then you can be like, hey, don't flirt with those guys. And if he was going out with her, she can be like, hey, they're my friends. Get over them. Stop being fucking insecure.
Exactly. You can't really say anything, bro, because, you know.
You're nobody.
You're nobody in the sense of telling her anything. But also realize that if you care about this person so much, regardless of the shit that you're going through, you would make time.
Yeah, hell yeah. You would, in those few weeks, 3 months, you would be like, hey, let's hang out on fucking Tuesday night. You know, some bullshit
You would make time. Regardless, you could save a day out of the week and just dedicate to her, dude. I mean, Jesus Christ. I'm pretty sure if you dated different girls than just your ex, you know that chicks only want some of your time. They don't need you to be there 24/7. And they're clingy and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But yeah,
this guy, but he's a hater, remember?
Yeah, so don't hate on the fact that you can't do anything about it. Or don't say that, because you can. He can honestly just go up and be like, you know what, this is what's up, and that's it. But he doesn't do it. He apparently feels that he can't fucking go tell her blah, 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 blah. So, I don't know, man. Like, you shouldn't complain about something when you know the outcome of how to do it. And if you want encouraging words, then you know what? Go ask your fucking friends.
Go ask your fucking minister, asshole, a psychologist, right? Get your buddies to fucking boost your own ego. I said eagle.
Which is a bit intoxicated. So he's being pocket Hulk right now. He's being smart. Stage one.
that's it. I'm being stage one.
And so, encouraging words from Gooch and Goober. Just go, dude. Make time. You know, start talking to her and take her out some more. And just try to develop something. If you can't, if it doesn't work out, then that means that it doesn't work out, and that's the end of it. But at least you tried, and you can't flip about this chick talking to other dudes because, like you said, you can't claim her, bro. But
exactly,
we're at our 30-minute mark, bro.
Woo!
So
another week down in the books.
Yeah. So this is episode 11.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's episode 11.
Yeah, man. That's quick.
So, you know, thank you for joining us. Enjoy our show. You can catch us on Facebook.com/IamGoober, Facebook.com/GuccaMcD.
That's me, bitches.
And now the actual show has its own Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/AnaheimKnights with a K.
Yeah, and we'll post the links to our episodes and Goober's vlogs.
Yeah, our behind-the-scenes stuff, which is the webcasting, all the webcasts, all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Which was actually pretty hilarious because you actually get to see us and how idiots we are, and you get to see the Batcave, which is not much of a sight to see, but you get to see the Batcave.
And, you know, at Goober's vlogs, you can just see what I do, you know, behind the scenes. So it's all that.
Yeah, all the weird shit, like the producer giving us back rubs.
That felt awesome. Know? Why'd you stop?
Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, a back rub, I don't care if it's from a man or a woman, but when I start feeling something poking me, it gets a little weird. You know? Just saying.
So thank you guys for joining us, and catch us next week.
Come be an audience member. We have a pool table. We always drink. Everybody comes over. You know, we got our producer, Timmy the Tag.
And remember,
a bunch of other people coming over, so.
And remember, we make people come. Everybody say goodnight.
Goodnight. Woo! Motherfuckers.